Sean Tracy was arrested in 2007 for possessing a kilogram of cocaine. He's not arguing that he's innocent of possession, but he is challenging how investigators caught him by using his cell phone location data. His lawyer, Tatiana Ostapov, argues Tracy's Fourth Amendment rights were violated.
There's no legal authorization for what they did. There is no court order that justifies what was done in this case, and it's our position that we had a reasonable expectation of privacy.
Ostapov also disputes the validity of the police department's warrant. She says officers violated their own court order by tracking her client in real time, while the warrant only gave them permission to review Tracy's past GPS data. But state's attorney Melinda Malier says the information was obtained from the cell phone company and not directly from Tracy's phone, making that tracking information admissible. She also contends cell phone users have no reasonable expectation of privacy anyway.
Mr. Tracy not only did not have an actual subjective expectation of privacy in his cell data and location traveling the roads, and if he indeed had one, that it was not one that society is deem as reasonable.
A strict definition of cell phone privacy hasn't yet been decided, but Florida State University law professor Sam Wiseman says one thing is for sure.
People don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in what they knowingly expose to third parties.
Wiseman says one of the latest privacy cases before the U.S. Supreme Court found that a person's Fourth Amendment rights were only violated when police encroached on a constitutionally protected space. In Sean Tracy's case, investigators didn't physically violate his space. But Wiseman says the privacy question is still unclear because of a disconnect between the common and legal definitions of privacy.
So I think from a everyday speech standpoint, I would be surprised if most people wouldn't agree that we have some expectation of privacy in our day-to-day location, even over a short period of time. But whether the Supreme Court will agree, I think is a much more difficult question.
Both the Florida Supreme Court justices and the lawyers arguing before them expressed a desire for the Florida legislature to decide whether a person's cell phone is considered a private space. During oral arguments, Justice Jorge Labarga did say that he thinks that's where the legislature is heading.
Our legislature just passed this year a statute that prohibits the use of drones by law enforcement. And interesting enough, the title of the statute they chose was, quote, Freedom from Unwarranted Surveillance Act. I mean, that seems to be where the legislature's going.
Still, Wiseman says he expects Sean Tracy's case and similar ones around the country will ultimately be decided at the federal level. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Ryan Benck.